Hi, Papa Isabel. Happy birthday. I love you.
Happy birthday, Papa. Love you.
Happy birthday, Papa.
Happy birthday, Papa. Love you.
Happy birthday, Papa. Love you.
Happy birthday, Papa. I love you.
Happy birthday, Papa.
Happy birthday, Papa. I love you.
Happy birthday, Papa.
Happy birthday, Papa.
Happy birthday, Papa. Hello.
Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
Here's the point. They are the first fruits. How did we define first fruits? There's a promise of more to follow. These are the first, and I got to finish this in 5 minutes. These are the first that will live forever in their natural body. They will never die. They will live forever in their physical body. But they're the first fruits. Who are the others? I'm glad you asked. Turn with me to Matthew chapter number 25, beginning verse number 31. When the Son of Man shall come in glory and all his holy angels with him. By the way, this is the revelation. It's not the translation. A lot of people get messed up in Matthew 24 and 25 when they think it's talking about the rapture. It's not talking about the rapture. It's talking about his revelation. Let me give you a good one. As it were in the days of Moses, one to be taken and one left. And one, you know, remember? One to be taken and one left. That has to be the rapture. No, it's not. It's the revelation. I know there's a lot of good preaching, but he's talking about the revelation we're fixing to see here. As it were in the days of Noah, and it took them away, carried them all away, and they did not know what had happened. Who was the only ones who were saved in Noah's days? Not a trick question. Who was the only eight people were saved? The rest of the world was wiped out. It's what we're fixing to read here. Only the saved remain and enter into the millennium. So for the most part, Matthew 24, 25 is talking about the revelation, not the translation. And he shall sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him, this is when I think those 30 days, you remember 1260 and the 1290? This is what I believe takes place. And before him shall be gathered all the nations, and he shall separate them one from another. Remember, they're alive. They survived the tribulation. 2/3 of the world's population will be destroyed during the tribulation period, which means only 1/3 will survive when you follow the book of Revelation. Only 1/3 survive. And these 1/3 will be gathered before Christ. And he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. The lost, the saved, and the lost. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Now, verse number 34. But in the king, Jesus says unto them on his right hand, come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. I can't read the rest of this, but you get the picture. They are alive. They survived the tribulation period. They're saved. And they enter into the kingdom in their physical body. They are part of the first fruits. Or that you have those 144,000 are the first fruits. That means there's some like them that's going to follow. Well, we see these people who will enter into the millennium just like the 144,000 in their physical body. I have so many verses here. Do you think that's a problem for God, by the way? The same tree of life that was in the Garden of Eden, we see it in the millennium in Ezekiel 47, 48, about the tree there, Ezekiel 47 and 48. It talks about a tree, and the tree was for the health of the nations. We see it in Revelation 21, 22. Again, when he creates a new heaven and earth, he puts that tree of life there. That tree of life was in the Garden of Eden. God said this, not me. God said this. We have to drive man out of the garden, lest man eats of that tree and live what? Forever. God said that. If Adam would have ate the tree of life, he'd still be today in his sinful body. God couldn't have that. He had to drive Adam and Eve out lest he ate of the tree of life. We see the tree of life back in the millennium. How are these people going to live forever? That tree of life. I have verses, I'll give it to you next week. Well, what about their sin nature? God says, I'm going to give them a clean heart, a new heart. A fellow by the name of Breeze, who started the Nazarene movement years ago, taught the principle of eradication of sin nature. Only problem with that, he was about 1,000 years too early. There will be an eradication of sin nature, and that's during the millennium, where Jesus, let me put it this way, Jesus invoked the curse, he will revoke the curse. And those people that enter into the millennium and their physical bodies, eventually they will have eventually, I don't know when, probably by the end of the millennium, they will have a sinless body, because you, new heaven, the new earth, we all God make all things new. No more sin, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more suffering. That's when they become sinless. Amen. All right, let me give you this. How do we know they're going to live in their physical body? They're going to have children. Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? I might be a nut, but I'm on the right bolt. You'll get that on the way home. Jeremiah chapter number 30. Quickly, let me read these to you. Begin verse number 17. And I will restore health unto thee, and will heal thee of thy wounds. It's a prophecy, saith the Lord. Because they called thee out of an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling places in the city that shall be builded on their own heap. And the palace shall remain after that manner. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving in the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be a few. Talking about a millennium. And I will glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all that oppress me. And that's a whole another story. But you see children here. In Ezekiel chapter number 37. Verse number 25. And they shall dwell in the land, speaking of the millennium, that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children forever. Forever. We won't have kids. We're going to have a glorified body. I got 7 kids. That's all I need. But in eternal continuum, the millennium in eternity, people will have children and have children and have children. In their natural body. And David shall be their prince forever. And boy, I'm going to talk about that next week. King David, only a boy named David. He's going to serve with Jesus in the millennium. Anyway, Ezekiel 47, verse number 22. Isaiah 47, verse number 20. I got to quit right now. And it shall come to pass that ye shall divide it by lot for an inheritance. Remember I talked about that? Dividing the lot? A millennium. And to the strangers that sojourn among you, which shall beget children among you, and they shall be born unto you as born in the country among the children of Israel, and they shall have an inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. There's so much there, but I want you to get the picture. There are going to be people who are in their natural body, and that's going to have children. They're the first fruits, just like the 144,000. Now, I told this little Therese, and I'm done. I went over time. If we believe that Jesus could come today, potentially then, there are people alive on this earth who will live forever. They'll never die. These are people who never heard the gospel. If you heard the gospel, reject the gospel, you hear a message this morning from Brother Brian, he's going to preach the gospel. If you reject the gospel, 2 Thessalonians tells us that there's no hope for you. You shall be damned because you receive not the truth. But the ones in the tribulation who never heard, many of them will believe and they'll be saved, which means there's people alive today potentially who could live forever. Isn't that amazing? Y'all think I'm nuts, don't you? Thus saith the word of the Lord. I heard one holy grunt. Amen. Our Father, we love you. What blessed truths we have in Scripture. What exceeding precious promises that you've laid out. Lord, more than we can even understand, more than we can fathom. And it's all because of what your Son Jesus did for us on the cross. We thank you for his shed blood, that sacrificial death, and that supernatural resurrection. Lord, we pray that perhaps there's somebody here today that's not trusted you as Savior, that this will be the hour that they come to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.
Hi, Papa and Miss Belle, happy birthday, I love you.
Happy birthday, Papa, love you.
Happy birthday, Papa.
Happy birthday, Papa, love you.
Happy birthday, Papa, love you.
Happy birthday, Papa, I love you.
Happy birthday, Papa.
Happy birthday, Papa, I love you.
Happy birthday, Papa.
Happy birthday, Papa.
Happy birthday, Papa. Hello.